SmackDown. I think he's actually preparing because he's going to Seattle for 2 weeks. Website. Props to Scotto on the new website.
Thank you.
extended bongo jam. On my part. Yeah. Red Barchetta? A brilliant Red Barchetta from a vanished golden age.
I remember I was having trouble getting my uncle has a country place. No one knows
about
it.
Yeah.
He said it used to be a
farm. Before the motor law. The motor law. That's right. We'll get there first.
All right.
Didn't he write a book of poetry? It's like heartbreaking and out of control.
Are you talking Giddy Lee?
No, Neil Peart.
His daughter was killed.
And he wrote a play.
And his wife basically died from like a broken heart. They call it cancer, but it was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not true.
The year he lost everybody.
Yeah, his dog died.
But what did he write? Did he write a book? Was it a movie or a play? Art of motorcycling, and actually now what I'm remembering is I think somebody is trying to buy it to make it into a movie.
Well, it's not good now, but there's significant
to buy the rights to it from him. Polyester. An unfortunate accident. Look at that redneck tan, man. I got a healthy American redneck tan working for the summer. Not doing good. Requires headgear. Since I've got mine on. So I want to know how long until we can. Can we reverse the queer eye for the straight guy? Can we get like five straight guys to go to gay dudes' houses and make them go watch Monday Night Football and drink whiskey till they puke? Take gay guys and make them go to bachelor parties. Be like, yo, dude, I'm here to make you over. Your mother wants you to be fucking straight for just a day, okay? What do you think? Can you pull it off? Why don't you be the man your dad always wanted? Why don't you be the woman your mother always wanted? I've got a straight eye for the queer guy. Juice it up, have your life. Don't open it, baby.
Thank you.
Last night, the therapist had me. Is this analyze this? Like, that was my reaction to her, for real. I was like, what is this?
Is that part of your stall therapy?
Hit a pillow. Yeah. I was like, remember that shit? She was like, get into the pillow. He takes out the gun and shoots the fucking gun. George Bush this year? I see you're dressed in your red, powder blue, and blue. So I don't know, give me something we can sing to. I'm very happy with that, by the way. Those of you who read and don't watch just Fox News or CNN, the rest of the world is starting to get really pissed. America, in particular. Bill Maher, The Times, The Globe, Washington Post, all the standard bearers are finally going, wait a minute, he lied, man. He totally made this shit. And it's good. problem is still the same. Not a lot of difference.
Cream. All right. Thank you.
That had that spare feeling to it that we don't get often in the Storm Pigs. You know? Just the guitar and a bass and a drums. And a crazy drunk fuck screaming some bullshit over it.
You don't get enough of that these days.
You need that, man. I'm telling you. I'm getting close, guys. The therapy is working and I'm getting really close. I'm gonna go to a poetry slam and I'm gonna make it up on the spot. That's what I'm working for right now. It's a walk out and then start it. I feel naked without y'all. Because I know you got my back. And it feels so good. Because you guys got my back. Whether it's bad, good, and doing ugly. You name it. Bunch of motherfuckers. And then we're talking about face not fear. The face of my fear again. The therapist got me in a ball, baby. But I'm feeding on it every day. And it ain't a good way. But I'm feeding on it every day. And it's a big head, not a little head. You know what I got to say?
Of revenge. up, mess you up, fuck you up, psych you out.
We'll head into the religious material, starting with that one.
Yes.
The new pop culture question. What drugs are you on?
Well, ecstasy, because it's okay for you now.
It is?
Well, I heard that.
Ah, good. I should have done more. Do they cancel each other out and make you apathetic? I like De Niro and analyze this. Viagra, that's like cheating. Are the niggers of the world.
Over the limit.
alcohol to alter your incredible reality. You know, I went through a period of time where I had no respect for the limit. I was like, fuck the limit, man. Jamie Foxx talks about, like, he's like, you white people, man, you like party like this, like, there's death, there's the line, and you go, no, not yet. See, I used to have no respect to the limit. I used to like to drive on like 6-6 of acid, fucking mooning like the DeKalb of police in Georgia. I was fucking harassing police organizations since the LAPD is to drive by their headquarters and move them on 6-6 of acid. I had no respect for the limit. Check out this shit over here.
singing fire. Beautiful shit. It's some beautiful shit. Personalized for just a minute, but that's the fact of the matter. Here's the beer, and there's the whiskey, and then we get together and we just do this. So is that shit? That's our shit. I've actually called on D. Boone in the last month, just so you know. I've called on him. I've asked him to come help me, because I know he can do this. I saw him. I know he could. I was like, if I could just be more like D. Boone.
motherfucker. I remember the Christmas he died. We were both in Georgia. That's right.
Yeah.
slow transition. We saw the scooter. He was in his own box over our section. And he came out and waved. We can go to Acme if we give the guy notice. It'll be Tuesday night at 11. Any Tuesday night at 11, we can play at Acme. We'll have a sound man and the scooter.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Nothing to hide behind, right?
Thank you.